Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, February 2nd. Currently with fog, it is 35 degrees. The humidity is 96%. The wind speed is north at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.78. The dew point is 34 degrees. And the current visibility is a quarter mile. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. After a half century of service, a local fire chief is retiring.
Pratt Fire Chief David Kramer received his final call Wednesday night, leaving behind a legacy that the community will never forget. Talk to the other firefighters in Pratt, and most will tell you that Kramer has been a father figure to them. Kramer joined the Pratt Fire Department in 1973. He has been the department's chief since 1996. I'm Jared Cirillo.
Kansas State Treasurer Stephen Johnson recognized National Unclaimed Property Day on February 1st by reminding Kansans of how they can check to see if they have money they've forgotten about that's with his office. It could be an old utility deposit or something left behind in a safe deposit box. If you go to kansascash.ks.gov, you can search for property in your name. Johnson said it's a good idea to check a maiden name, too. The search box is available year-round. Yesterday was the day to bring awareness to the issue. And this is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas has reported that tax collections are below estimates for the third month in a row. The state of Kansas ends January 2024 with total tax collections at $928.6 million, which is $64.1 million below the estimate, and total tax collections are down 11.3% from January of 2023. Individual income tax collections were $475.9 million, $19.1 million below the estimate, and down 3.9% from January 2023. And corporate income tax collections were $89.8 million, $25.2 million below the estimate, and down 45.9% from January of 2023. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $344.3 million, which is $18.7 million below the estimate and down $16.9 million from January of last year. Kansas parents may see new tax relief as soon as 2025 as a bill to create a state child tax credit was introduced to the legislature on Thursday, and it would give families money on a sliding scale. Parents and caregivers could get up to $600 in tax credits per child per year on their tax returns, and every parent of a child under 18 would get a credit, but how much depends on their annual household income. In the bill introduced on Thursday, the vast majority of the money set aside would go to the bottom 80% of tax filers. For households who make $25,000 a year or less, they'd receive $600 per child. And the lowest amount is $25 per child for households making more than $350,000. John Wilson, the president and CEO of Kansas Action for Children, introduced the bill, saying the extra money will help parents directly with child care, rent, food, and other expenses during a time when prices are on the rise. He said this will help especially low-income households who often aren't eligible for other tax credits, and there's no limit on the number of children in the household who qualify for it. According to Wilson, more than a dozen states already have child tax credits in place. If approved, the tax credit will cost an estimated $145 million a year, and Wilson said those dollars would come from the state's general fund. This bill has not yet been set for a committee hearing. However, if it were to be approved, it would go into effect next tax season. Kansas lawmakers are expected to meet next week to consider a bill that would ban smoking in all state-owned casinos. House Bill 2622, a bipartisan bill, would amend the state's Clean Indoor Air Act that went into effect in 2012, which prohibits smoking in most indoor places, including restaurants and bars. However, the current law does not apply to state-owned casinos. Kansas is one of 11 states that still allow smoking inside casinos, and the group Casino Employees Against Smoking Effects calls HB 2622 a positive step toward aligning the state with the growing trend of smoke-free casinos. Casino goers are mixed on the issue. Some believe going smoke-free would enhance their casino experience, and others worry the bill would place limits on those who smoke. The House Committee on Health and Human Services is scheduled to hear testimony on the bill on February 7th. The National Sorghum Foundation will soon open applications for three scholarships it has available to college students who are studying agriculture in the 2024-2025 academic year. The Bruce Maunder Memorial Scholarship, the Daryl Rosenau Memorial Scholarship, and the Bill Kubeka Memorial Scholarship. For the Bruce Maunder Memorial Scholarship, applicants must be sophomores through seniors and enrolled in agriculture-based degree programs to apply. For the Daryl Rosenau Memorial Scholarship, students must be sophomores through seniors and enrolled in agriculture-based science programs related to agronomy, plant pathology, entomology, and/or plant breeding with an emphasis on sorghum. And the Bill Kubeka Memorial Scholarship is for undergraduate students, sophomores through seniors, graduate students, and law school students. Applicants must be enrolled in a curriculum related to agricultural economics, agricultural policy, or agricultural law. Each scholarship is valued at $1,500, and the application window for each will run from April 15th to June 1st. More information about each scholarship's criteria and application forms can be found online at sorghumgrowers.com/foundation-scholarships. In Nebraska news, a Johnson Lake teen has died following a rollover UTV crash on Wednesday night in Gosper County. According to the Gosper County Sheriff's Office, just before 11 p.m., a sheriff's deputy discovered the crash on the Chapel by the Lake access road at Johnson Lake. The sheriff's office reported that a 16-year-old, which the Gosper County Attorney's Office has identified as Alberto Emilio Silva, was driving the UTV when it crashed, causing Emilio Silva to be ejected from the vehicle. And law enforcement said he was later pronounced dead at the scene. The sheriff's office said that he was not wearing a helmet or using a seatbelt at the time of the crash. The Gosper County Attorney's Office has ordered an autopsy to be conducted. A former director of a senior center in western Nebraska is under investigation for alleged embezzlement. And on Wednesday, Nebraska State Auditor Mike Foley released a letter detailing Janine Herman's financial impropriety. Herman was the director of the Keith County Senior Center in Ogallala, and Foley said thousands of dollars in suspicious payments were made to Herman before she left the agency in March. Foley stated that this is a classic example of what can and does go wrong when any entity trusts one person to have total control over financial transactions to the point where he or she can make improper payments without detection due to a lack of oversight and controls. The state auditor reported that Herman processed $13,620 in excessive payroll and improper sick and leave payments to herself, and Foley said the apparent malfeasance has been reported to the Nebraska State Patrol, the Keith County Attorney, and the Nebraska Attorney General. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a crack seal project will begin on or about February 6th on U.S. 34. Crack sealing is a process of cleaning and filling open cracks in the surface with sealant to prevent the entry of moisture and debris. State maintenance forces will be performing the crack seal from reference post 0 to reference post 6.92 from Hagler to the Colorado state line. The anticipated completion is 15 days, and traffic will be maintained with the pilot car and flaggers. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now it's time to hear from Fig Millen and Norton boys head basketball coach Doug Rusink to update on the team and their upcoming game.
I'm here with head boys basketball coach Doug Rusink. Coach, last week you hosted the Ellis Railroaders, and always a pretty good team coming to Norton. And what did you think of last Friday's game?
Well, I was real pleased with our kids. I thought we played well on both ends of the floor. Ellis is a young group, but they got some really good guards that shoot the ball really well. We knew that coming in, and I thought our kids did a pretty good job, you know, not allowing uncontested threes for the most part. When we didn't get there, their kids knocked them down, so we had to be there. But for the most part, I thought we did pretty well on both ends of the floor. I thought we executed offensively and made shots and did the right things on the offensive end to kind of get us that win.
How about your junior varsity? Are they coming along pretty good?
They're still very, very inconsistent, and we see really good things out of that group, especially our young freshmen. But they'll have a good game, and they'll kind of stink it up. But we like that group. They got to keep working, and this is a tough time of year. They got to keep getting better, and hopefully we can keep them doing that.
Now this week you're going to be going back to Plainville, and you've already played Plainville once this year, and what do you expect differently from the Plainville team?
Well, I just know the game will not be as easy for us this time as it was last time. We really had a good game against them on the offensive end, and their kids kind of struggled making shots, so we ended up winning fairly easily, but they got some really good kids. They got some really athletic kids. They got some kids that are long. They got pretty good depth. So we had to play well to get a W there. And they had some kids that did – a kid that really shoots the ball well that did not shoot it very well in that game. And I see he had 17 the other night. So they got a big kid inside that we've had some trouble with that's always kind of been in double figures against us. So it will not be an easy game. Our kids are going to have to come to play. And we got to execute on both ends of the floor.
Again, then a junior varsity will also have a game that night?
Yeah, they will. I don't much about their junior varsity, but our junior varsity kids definitely need to come play and get better.
Now, something that you really haven't looked into much is that Monday you played the Oakley team, a makeup game there, and then, of course, Oberlin. What is it that you know anything about those two teams?
Not only. I really haven't looked at them that much. We're kind of focusing on one game at a time here. So I know that there'll be quality teams coming in. We get to play them at home, which is a positive for us. It'll be nice to play at home. And, you know, they're probably teams that we're supposed to win, but if you don't come to play and don't do things right, you don't win basketball games. So our kids got to come ready to play on both those nights and get a couple wins.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best of luck when it comes Friday to play in the Plainville Cardinals. Reporting for KQNK, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Rusink, and good luck to the boys' basketball team in their games tonight. Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball coach Jim Cole reported that the Northern Valley Junior High A-team boys and the Shylin boys were both undefeated on the season and had an exciting game in Almena on February 1st. As 8th grader Tate Talheim hit a three-pointer with 6 seconds on the clock to give the Huskies a 36-35 win over the Cougars. Coach said Northern Valley played good defense and rebounded well the whole game. Tate Talheim led the Huskies with 22 points, followed by Griffin McKinney with 12. The Northern Valley A-team boys' record is now 11-0. Coach Cole also reported that the Northern Valley B-team boys lost 3-16 in two quarters of play, and the B-team record now stands at 4-5. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having beef and noodles, whipped potatoes, green beans, mandarin oranges, cheese rolls, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pizza, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 p.m., and widespread dense fog, mainly before noon. Otherwise, today it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 53, with light and variable winds becoming southeast 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 7 p.m. Steady temperatures will be around 50 tonight, and the southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. Our chance of precipitation is 90%. On Saturday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high near 51 and a southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Saturday, the chance of precipitation is 90%. On Saturday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a low around 39 and the chance of precipitation is 90%. On Sunday, showers mainly before noon with a high near 46 and the chance of precipitation on Sunday is 80%. And on Sunday night, should be mostly cloudy with a low around 37. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 54. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 61. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 63 and breezy. And on Thursday, there's a 20% chance of showers, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 57. Currently with fog, it is 35 degrees. The humidity is 96%. The wind speed is north at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.78. The dew point is 34 degrees, and the current visibility is 1/4 mile. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
This February, get a sweetheart of a deal on an auto loan at United Northwest Federal Credit Union with 5.25% APR on a 2018 or newer vehicle loan. Qualifying members may enroll in any of our loan add-on products and lower that APR even more. Purchase money loans only and other terms and conditions may apply. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Contact one of our friendly loan officers for more information. This deal is only valid February 1st through February 28th, so hurry in. UNW FCU is an equal housing lender and federal insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. After a season that some say was a down year statistically for Travis Kelce, even though he was only 16 yards away from a 1,000-yard season, he has been on a tear since the playoffs started, racking up 23 catches for 262 yards and 3 touchdowns in 3 games. And quarterback Patrick Mahomes says that the Kelce they saw last week was the Kelce they get in practice.
It's the energy, and people don't even see it at practice. I mean, the energy that he has, he wants to take every single rep. We have to, like, get him out of practice just to give him him a rest, and he wants to be out there for every single play. And I think that mindset, when you see the Hall of Fame tight end and he wants to be the guy working the hardest, it raises everybody's standard. It raises the standard of how you practice. It raises the standards of how you prepare, because you know that guy that's done at the top level wants to continue to do it every single week, every single day. And at the same time, he has a great time doing it. And I think that shows that you can work extremely hard and still have fun coming to work every single day.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are your partners in making health a priority in the new year. Team up with your primary care provider to tackle concerns, plan preventative screenings, and elevate your overall well-being. From family and internal medicine to emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, and rehabilitation, we've got you covered at every stage of life. Discover our services and meet our dedicated team online. Your journey to a healthier you starts here.
Super Bowl Sunday. Oh, be caller number 3 for your chance to win a Super Bowl party for 10. Call now.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Let's start off with your weather forecast.
We have a trough of low pressure digging across the southwestern part of the country. Another disturbance sliding through central Kansas with clouds in the eastern part of the state. The trough also located from west Texas into western Oklahoma and north central Kansas with readings in the 20s and 30s to the west, 40s and 50s to the east of this system. As the main storm and trough moves into the central and southern plains, rain will overspread the area late this afternoon and this evening. Anywhere from 1 to 2 inches of rainfall expected by Sunday night. That's when the system moves out. Dry and quiet weather settles in early next week. In northwestern Kansas today, showers and a few thunderstorms with a high in the mid-50s. Rain chances possible this afternoon in north central Kansas with a high 62. Sunny and 65, likely breezy in northeast Kansas. Scattered storms possible in southwestern Kansas today with a high in the low 60s. Numerous showers late this afternoon in south central Kansas are high 68. Sunny and 70 in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Grain markets have been picking up as we've been going through the overnight session. Corn for March now up a half penny, 447 and three quarters. May up a quarter of a penny, 458 and a half. December down a quarter of a penny, 478 and three quarters. Soybeans turning higher in the past hour. March up 3.5 at 1206 and three quarters. May up 2.5, 1216 and a quarter. November up 2, 1187 and a half. Kansas City wheat leading the way higher. March up 11 at 631 and three quarters. May up 10 and a quarter at 630 a bushel. July up 8 and three quarters, 623. Chicago wheat March up 7.25 at 608 and three quarters. May up 6.5 at 616. And July up 6.25 at 620 even. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 45 points at 38,670. The dollar index down a nickel and crude oil down a penny a barrel. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.